Okay, I gave you fair warning. Those don't always come in life. We're going to have a little pop quiz here. I've got six questions for you, okay? So any of our First Communion students can answer. And when you think you know the answer to one of these questions, you just raise your hand and I'll call on you, okay? This was a really long story, but it's one of my favorites. It's such a beautiful story of Jesus after he's risen from the dead. But it starts out with Jesus' friends, the disciples. Simon Peter, he's one of those main characters in this story. So Simon Peter was with his friends, and they got into a boat. What did they go out and do when they were in that boat? Yep. They went fishing, right? You know a little bit about that, being in Minnesota, right? Maybe your dads or grandpas are excited about fishing opener here in a couple weeks. Maybe they've been fishing all winter out on the ice like crazy people. We know fishing here in Minnesota. Then, after they went fishing, they didn't catch anything at first. But then Jesus shows up, and Jesus tells them to cast over the right side of the boat, and then did they catch a little bit of fish then, or a lot of bit of fish? It was a lot, right? How many remembers the number? Oh, right here. 153 large fish. Very good. I think young people's brains can remember those details more easily. Maybe some of you are shocked. 153 large fish. And then Jesus invited them. He said, "Come have breakfast." I love breakfast. Are you with me? Jesus says, "Come have breakfast. Come and eat with me." And so he had some fish there, and he put some of the fish they caught along with it. But they didn't just have fish for breakfast, did they? They had something else. Who remembers? Oh, I saw your hand right here first. Bread. Very good. They had fish, and they had bread at breakfast with Jesus. Maybe a little strange breakfast for you, but it's one that Jesus invited them into. It may have reminded them of another time Jesus ate fish and bread with them, which I'll talk about in a little bit. Okay, so they had their breakfast, and then there was a little question and answer with Jesus and Peter. Jesus asked Peter a question. Do you remember what that question was? How about right here? "Do you love me?" Very good. I'm going to ask that same question to you. Do you love Jesus? Okay, all yeses. Great. Now, when Jesus asked this to Peter, how many times did he ask Peter? How about right here? Three times. Very good. Maybe Jesus needed his ears cleaned or something. I'm sure your parents never have to ask you a question more than once, right? But Jesus asked Peter this question three times. "Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" And each time Peter said yes, just like you did today. Peter loved Jesus. And so then Jesus gave him a command. He told him to do something. "If you love me, Peter, I need you to do this." Who remembers what that was? Yeah. "Feed my sheep." Great job. 100%. You're a good class. You answered all those questions right. 100%. Jesus said, "Do you love me? If you love me, feed my sheep. Tend my lambs." That was Jesus' command to Peter and to his disciples. Like I said, I love this story. It's one of my favorites in the Bible. And from this story, I saw a really clear theme. There's two things that are really connected in this story. Love and eating. Love and eating. I think Jesus' love language might be food. And I like that. If you're like me, you like to eat. This isn't the only time that Jesus invited his disciples to eat with them, is it? There were other times as he walked through it with them throughout those 3 years. I mentioned fish and bread there was another story when there wasn't enough fish and there wasn't enough bread for everybody to eat. So Jesus multiplied it. And the people saw, wow, this is somebody special. This is somebody worth following. Another time, Jesus fed his disciples right before he died for them on the cross, the night before he had the Last Supper with them. And he fed them. He gave them the bread and the wine, and he said, "This is my body, this is my blood given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Another small point in that same gospel passage from John, we heard that Jesus loved his disciples, and he loved them to the end. And he loved them so much that he gave them this meal. Like I said, love and eating, they're connected. I know I love to feed people, and I love people to feed me too. My grandma, my mom, all throughout growing up, they'd make me the best meals, and it was a showing of their love for me. And you know what? That's what Jesus does to us too. Jesus loves us so much that he says to us, "Come eat with me. Come have a meal. Come, let's share as a family." Now, today is your first Holy Communion. Now, that word Holy Communion, it goes by other names too. The Eucharist, the Blessed Sacrament. One of my favorite titles for Jesus in Holy Communion is the Sacrament of Love. The Sacrament of Love. Because that's what Jesus invites us into today. He says to each of you, boys and girls, "Do you love me?" Just like he asked Peter, "Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me?" Then come. Come, let's share a meal together. And then you go out and you go and feed people. That's what Jesus asks each of us. So if I want to answer that question, do I love Jesus? And do I want to receive his love? Then the answer to that question, let's go eat. Let's come to Jesus. He says to you, "Come have breakfast. Come eat with me today. Come nourish yourself on my body and my blood." That's what Holy Communion is. It's the very body and blood of Jesus. That bread and that wine transform into Jesus's body and blood. That his heart comes into my heart. His body comes into my body. And so if you love Jesus and if you want to receive his love, come, let's have breakfast. Come, let's go to Mass. Come, let's come to Holy Communion. This is the place where Jesus shows his great love for us. And I'm so excited for you today, that you get to receive Jesus in this holy meal. So brothers and sisters, boys and girls, let's come to the altar. Let's come to that place where Jesus nourishes us with his body and his blood.